Today we celebrate a solemnity, which is the most important level of feast we have in the church. Catholics around the world attend Mass today for this solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And today, as you know, we have New Year's Day. Not my favorite civil holiday, kind of maybe my least favorite, but anyway, I'll take it because a new year is always an opportunity to look at things again. And the church wants us to look at Mary again. I've spoken on December 8th about Mary as the Immaculate Conception, how that prepared her for her role. I've spoken about Mary as Blessed Virgin. Actually, the third Sunday of Advent has that theme in it. As Blessed Virgin, she was a unique vessel to carry a very unique treasure. And I've spoken about Mary as assumed into heaven. She is free from sin, so she is immune to death, decay, corruption, and she assumed into heaven. All three of those titles, the Immaculate Conception, Ever Virgin, and Mary of the Assumption, all those three are true of her because of today's feast. She is the Mother of God. She's the Mother of God because she's the mother of Jesus Christ, who is the incarnate God. She didn't give birth to God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. She gave birth to God the Son. So this day, this title of Mary as the Mother of God is not only the oldest title to her, it is the most important. Historically, many of you remember that this was a different day. This day has had other designations. It was called previously the Feast of the Circumcision, which is what we hear in the Gospel for today. What happens to every Jewish boy on their eighth day of life? They are circumcised. So today was called the Feast of the Circumcision. It was the first blood that was shed. It's also been called the Feast of the Holy Name. It was on this day that the name was given to the child. And this is also to reflect the joy of the parents. The naming reflects the joy of the parents, right? As soon as a couple discovers that they are going to have a baby, it's like, oh yeah, what's the name? What are we gonna? There's a lot of joy and a lot of joy in finding a name, thinking of a name. What will the name be, right? But today, since Vatican II, since the reform of the liturgy, the church has actually taken us back to the original, the oldest name of Mary, and so we have now the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. 431, the year 431, just imagine that. That is where the church at the Council of Ephesus designated Mary as Mother of God. How does she fulfill this role? She fulfills this role by doing one thing. Mary only wants to do one thing. She wants to do what every mother does. She wants to lead us to her son. When I visit homes pre-pandemic, when our lives were normal, I would go out to homes, you know. Many of you invited me to your homes. But if I'm around a mother long enough, she will always lead me to her children. We'll eventually go to a wall and look at some photos. Every mother does that. Mary still does that. She wants to lead us to her son, and she does it by praying for us. She is, in that regard, our advocate. She is our help, and she's also been called our perpetual help, which you have right here in your church. In March, when I found out I was coming here, I secretly orchestrated, everybody gets nervous when I walk, I secretly orchestrated a way to get one of your directories, and I found in it that you put this in your church in 2007, this image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It's right here. And I thought, oh, that's kind of neat. This is meant to be, because the first church I was pastor of was Our Lady of Perpetual Help in New England. They call it St. Mary's, but it's technically Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And you have it right here. Look what's happening. Jesus is a child. He's not a baby. He is out playing, and he sees this image. See it there? Gabriel is holding a cross. Michael is holding a lance. Mary knew what would become of her son, but Jesus had to come to an understanding of how he would die. He's out playing. He sees this glimpse. He becomes afraid, and he runs to Mary, jumps up, and he loses his shoe. See that? If you look closely on this, his shoe is coming off. Mary is helping him, and Mary helps us today. See that? A lot of people touch that foot. I'm not going to say it's good luck. That's kind of weird, but it is good luck. All right. What's happening with this image? It's reminding us Mary is taking the task upon herself of obtaining grace for us, comfort for us, and union with her son. Many of us think it's frightening to approach God. I want to tell all of you, and I want you all to remember, it is easy to approach God through Mary. Any person that encounters Mary will equally encounter Jesus Christ. So this year, let's run to Mary a little more. Let's renew our devotion to her. Let's renew our honor as Mary, the Mother of God. Amen.